Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning and Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'll start off by wishing you all a happy Easter weekend. Hope you have a lot of plans, but a lot of neat things going on around town. But coming up on today's show, flat track motorcycle racing returns to Sandia Speedway with the Saturday night program. So that means you're going to be able to see all kinds of dirt track, circle track racing, but also they're going to include the motorcycles. Joining us in the next segment is Mike Bayor. He's going to tell us a little bit about how India Motorcycle is getting involved in that, and of course about their triumphant return in 2017 to flat track racing. Hey, remember Speedway Park or even Duke City Raceway? Well, there's a reunion tonight, and Brenda Gant's going to join the show a little bit later with some information about how you can come out and get involved and see people you probably haven't seen in years, but do some bench racing and talk about how great we were back in the day. Also had a chance to catch up with IndyCar driver Tony Kanaan. He's driving for A.J. Foyth this year, and I actually talked to him about what it's like to drive for such a storied owner, and of course, he reminded me he's also driven for Michael Andretti and Chip Ganassi. So quite an interview. You want to stay tuned for that. Formula One is back. That's right. Sebastian Vettel steals one in Australia. Hamilton wins the pole, but he doesn't close the deal again. As well as we got a lot coming up at Albuquerque Dragway and Sandia Speedway with some events coming up in April. So I'm going to jump right into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. The My Biatric Solutions 300 Texas Motor Speedway next Saturday, and of course the Cup race following Sunday there. IndyCar Desert Diamond West Valley Casino Phoenix Grand Prix is next weekend. And of course, there's also going to be a 1993 reunion there. Allenzer Jr. is going to be there, as well as Emerson Fittipaldi, Bobby Rahal, Mario Andretti, Paul Tracy, and Ari Leyendijk. So you, it'll be a double feature. Go over and check that out. F1, Bahrain Grand Prix is going to be going on, next weekend as well. NHRA. We got the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals in Vegas. That's April 6th through the 8th. Now, that's pretty cool. I don't know if you've seen it. There's a lot of people that think, well, that just shortens the show because you got five cars going at it at once. But to me, that is super cool. The Street to Strip will be next Sunday with a bracket race and a spring fling. And, of course, there's a lot of cool stuff going on out at Albuquerque Dragway this season. So if you haven't picked up a copy of your schedule, you can pick up a New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine around town. It's got the schedule in the middle. Or, of course, you could go by either Yearwood and pick it up. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a bunch of them at the Napa stores as well. But a lot of stuff coming on. Coming up, of course, Saturday, Sunday, Street to Strip, and then the bracket race on Sunday next weekend in May. You might as well start marking the calendar now for the Memorial Day Mayhem that's coming out. The first all-out call-out is June 9th, so mark your calendar for that. But we've got a whole lot more coming up about that as we get closer. Hey, since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been getting it done. That's right, 50 years. They've been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And I tell you, I was just thinking about that the other day, and the significance of being in business for 50 years is absolutely amazing. But you think about how competitive it is with parts. I mean, you can go online and you can order parts. I mean, you can go down. Of course, you know, Napa's got parts too. But when it's a specialty and you're trying to get the right nitrous set up, The one time that I had Robert Costa sitting here, and we were talking about nitrous and having a couple of shots, and I said, well, you know, how far is that? And he goes, well, there's six shots in the first 100 feet. And I'm thinking, that's like ridiculous. I mean, how do you know all that? And of course, every weekend, you know, guys, you always forget to pick up your fuel. You are a fool when you put the helmet on. But anyway, that's another story. But picking up your racing fuel, they got Torco racing fuel ready to go in 5-gallon containers. It's New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance. 341 Eubank and on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. And of course, you can check them out online at yearwoodperformance.com. Sandy Motor Speedway, you got the Clay Oval. You got one more test. They're going to be open later in the season on next Saturday. And then on Sunday, of course, there's a drift event from 12 to 6 out there. And if you haven't been out to see see the drifts, that's absolutely amazing. Driver School, 9th and 10th with the Charlie Fagan Driver School out there. And motocross, you want to go check out April 13th through the 15th. There's a Loretta Lynn area qualifier out at Sandia MX. You want to go check that out. What that is that allows people to get a position to qualify to race into the national competition. And then, of course, car shows going on. Tomorrow, there's the annual Cruise-In Patient Care Appreciation Day going on. Freddie car show and cruises are starting to come up. But, of course, mark your calendars for Cinco de Mayo at the Barley Room. That's right. It's going to be quite a show, so you want to make sure you mark that down. If you missed any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can always catch our podcast at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Or on demand at 1017theteam.com. Remember to like us on Facebook at New Mexico Motorsports Report or follow us on Twitter at NM Report. That's the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Open daily 10 to 4 at 1776 Montaño. Going to catch up real soon with Al Unser next time he's back in town and find out all the cool things that are going on in the museum. So we'll keep you posted on that. Okay, so last weekend it snowed in Martinsville. That's right. They had a snow out on the race. So they had a double on Monday with the Camping World Trucks getting that going first. John Hunter Nemechek came away with the victory there. Kyle Benjamin third. Brett Moffitt ended up finishing third. Sorry, so mix up second and third. Johnny Sauter leads the points with Grant Infinger and Brett Moffitt. Easy for me to say this morning for some reason. Clint Boyer gets it done. I tell you, that talk about one of the most popular wins. Clint Boyer, and you got to go back to 2014 and everything that this guy endured with Spingate at Richmond. But he finally got it over. It's like 190 some races. He gets it done. But a couple of people that are probably happy with the season so far: Ryan Blaney, Eric Amarola. That change of team really helped him a lot. And of course, you consider that out of six races, you've already got four victories for Stuart Haas, three in a row. For Kevin Harvick, and then of course you had Clint Boyer getting it done last week. Australian Grand Prix, of course, had Sebastian Vettel getting it done. That's two in a row for him. And then next week, of course, we're going to have IndyCar out in Phoenix, and Sebastian Bourdais still has the points lead. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, so stay buckled in, stay tuned, stay in where it's warm, and listen to much more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Yeah. Your son or daughter has the strength to succeed. Now all they need is the opportunity. The U.S. Army offers over 150 career opportunities that are designed to help them achieve their goals. No matter which career they choose, they'll gain the training and skills needed to surpass tomorrow's challenges. Plus, they'll earn money for college. So if your son or daughter wants to talk about joining the Army, listen. To find out about the Army's $40,000 cash bonus enlistment option and receive a free T-shirt, call the Rio Rancho Army Recruiting Center at 505-994-3103.
Chester Fuller here. Right now, take advantage of the early bird discount for our summer sports camps at Elite Sports Academy. In June, we have volleyball skills camp, boys and girls basketball, and speed and agility camp. In July, enroll for football, baseball, and softball. All camps come with breakfast and lunch. Your child will be elite at our summer camps. Sign up for only $110. Call me for additional information, 615-6963. That's 615-6963. Or elite-sportsacademy.com. We look forward to helping assist your child in their academic and athletic development.
Ah, Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh heaven. Actually, only one seventh of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that journal subscriber's rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription? Much too much to miss. Like the magazines, Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss. Like the Journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say, catch you later, they mean it. Amber Alerts. The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the Journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
Hi, Bob Brown. Join me Wednesday afternoons 4 till 7 inside the fabulous lounge at Sandia Resort and Casino. You'll enjoy watching the best games on New Mexico's largest TV. While you're at Sandia Resort and Casino, make sure to enjoy the two-time Wine Spectator Award of Excellence winning Via Shore Restaurant. The absolute best views and chef specialties like short rib ravioli and red chili poached lobster. It's the Locker Room every Wednesday 4 till 7 in Albuquerque's premier dining experience Via Shore, only at Sandia Resort and Casino. See you there.
I'm Gabriel Amador, owner of Amore Neapolitan Pizzeria, and I want to personally invite you to my pizzerias. Amore crafts and serves the only certified Neapolitan pizza in Albuquerque, as well as terrific salads, antipasti, and desserts. At Amore Pizzeria, everything is made from scratch. Our sauce, dough, and bread, even our mozzarella is made fresh daily. Amore is here to offer you great food all year long. Visit us at Green Jeans Farmery on I-40 in Carlisle, or in West Downtown on Central, just east of Rio Grande Boulevard, where our happy hour features 15 local beers on tap.
Bonjour Albuquerque, c'est Simon Pagenaud. Je suis le pilote de la voiture numéro 22 en IndyCar, Penske Chevrolet. Vous écoutez New Mexico Motorsport Support avec David Swope sur ESPN Radio 101.7.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we've done some shows in the past where, like, what is your what's your favorite car movie? What's your favorite motorsports movie? And it's funny because on any given Sunday, or any given Sunday, because on any given Sunday is the football version of the movie. But you know, there was one with Steve McQueen, and he was out doing some motorcycle stuff, including flat track racing. And I mean, those guys are super tough. So it's great to see that flat track is coming back out to Sandia Speedway. And of course, wanted to get Mike Gaior on this morning because Mike, we were talking the other day, and you told me that you were going to build a bike and get out there. And I'm thinking, all right. I mean, another guy. So talk a little bit about how you hit your head and decided to get into flat track racing.
You know, I was I was walking in the backyard at an Indian motorcycle, tripped on a pebble, hit my head, got to my feet, and I said, "Hey, Gumby, let's put together a bike and I want to try this, see what it's like to go sideways with guys all around you.
And Gumby, of course, didn't talk you out of it.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, he immediately wanted the budget and started working, right?
Yeah, he has an order for an Indian flat track racer 750 already on the board. It's pinned there. Whenever I want to sign it, it's in the books to be ordered.
That's fantastic. We'll talk about Indian Motorcycle's decision to get back into flat track racing, because when they decided to get in, they were all in. I mean, including, you know, coming away with a championship last year.
Right. You know, they went in, they hired, you know, Jared Meese, they got Brad Baker and Brian Smith. They went out and reassembled a wrecking crew.
Right.
And they went out in 2017. Out of 28 podiums, they had 21, 22 of those podium spots. And they just went out and just put a product on the track that was just dominant. So, you know, as far as Indian getting behind it, how could we not just kind of ride that enthusiasm? It was great to watch every week or so when they went online. We'd put on the TV and we'd watch it, have kind of a ride party there at the dealership. Right. And it was just jamming. It was great.
And so, I mean, that probably started to fuel the fire, you know, if you will. And then you're kind of looking around, okay, well, where can we do that? And, of course, there used to be a really good flat track just on the other side of the parking lot at Sandia. It got moved over to the middle of the oval. And then it's got to be like, well, not only that, but we got grandstands. So we got people we can put in the grandstands. So how long did it take you to make it up the hill to Sandia?
Not very long. you know, growing up riding motocross bikes and dirt bikes up in Taos County, you know, you're used to power sliding around dirt tracks, right, all over the mountains, but in those turns you go right as well as left.
Right.
So they invited
Correct.
Me. Correct. Yeah, James Mosier came out, and
yeah,
Gumby was out there, and they're great guys, and they just said, hey, get on a couple of these bikes, go around the track, see what you do, see how you like it. And it was a practice day, and it was just like, it was a blast. And those guys are just so fun to be around. And they're competitive. You know, practice is always very nice. We'll see what it's going to be like on race night.
Well, I mean, the first race coming up in April 21st, so not that far down the road. There's going to be another practice day, because I'm sure you're probably like, hey, you know, I want to get a little more practice before this thing gets going on.
There is another practice day. They haven't announced when the practice day is, but if you have a desire to come out and play, it's pretty much, if you have a bike and you want to set it up a little bit, come out. You know, the strangest thing to me is, first thing we do when we're putting together my bike, Gumby takes off the whole front brake apparatus, and I kind of go, wait a minute. So it was great, but we had a fun time, and we'll have another practice day. We'll announce and we'll give you that information.
Cool.
So people can come out and ride.
You know, what's funny is I was always told you can only go as fast as you can stop. So I can just right off the bat imagine you're taking the front brake off. I mean, wow.
Yeah, these guys stop by throwing the bike sideways and
right,
kind of scrubbing off speed. How is that logical?
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to have some cool classes like Nobby Unlimited Grom, which I had to look that up. I was like, what the heck is that? Mad Dog and Vintage. I mean, is that a marketing ploy? I mean, I almost wonder, is that just a way to say novice, intermediate, run what you brung, and this is a renaming?
It's a it's a lot of run what you brung.
Yeah.
We wanted to put together classes that didn't exclude people. So if you have a bike and we can find a class for you, make sure that you're safe out there. Make sure that you have a class you can run in. It's not a terribly big class, but there's a lot of jockeying that goes left. You know, so it's very entertaining to watch.
That's fantastic. And speaking of Indian Motorcycle, I drove up Alameda yesterday and saw a big trailer out front. What's going on over there?
We've got the 2018 demo truck. We've got some big bore models in there. We've also got the Scout Bobber, the Chieftain Elite. We've got some promotions going on bikes, kicking off the spring really strong. We've also got some food that they're grilling some burgers out there. We got a band, Traveler, that's going to be playing some rock and roll. So we're going to have a blast today.
Awesome.
Come out, have a good time, get something to eat. We're also doing a sidewalk sale. People that don't, you know, we got some of the inventory that we didn't move that we want to bring some more stuff in so we get some sales on that stuff. So if you have an interest in wearing a T-shirt, you don't ride a motorcycle, but come out and see the band, come out and kind of be part of the vibe. It's going to be a fun time, and we're going to get jazzed.
So is there a veiled joke in there? Because all I have is the T-shirt. the Indian Motorcycle T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
So I know you've been working on me for years, and my dad, of course, keeps saying, "Well, I got the money, you know." So if it's not a money deal, but so I mean, what when you look at the new lineup for 2018, what is the bike that just gets you to sit up and say, "Man, we are doing all the right things"?
I tell you, the Chieftain Elites that they're coming out with, the paint scheme that they're coming out, the Thunderstroke 111 right out the box. This thing is chromed up. This custom paint is just jazz. You get the navigation on it. You get the infotainment system right out of the box. So you get this bike, and you're just set to go. Indian Motorcyclist does a tremendous job in 3 or 4 years in really learning what their market is and putting out the product that's really kind of getting the population excited about what we're putting out.
Well, it's phenomenal. Of course, the place is gorgeous. And if somebody wanted to, I mean, do you need to sign up and reserve a time? Do you need to swing by? What's the process for that if you wanted to come out and try one of these new bikes?
You do have to have your motorcycle endorsement. You come in, you sign a release. And we take you off, and we have a little more fun with it. We don't have a track, but we have a route.
Okay.
That's about a 9-mile route. We take you out on a ride. We call it the Isle of Man.
Okay.
Right?
Oh.
So, yeah, but you don't feel encouraged to kind of do that kind of ride.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was like, the Isle of Man, I mean, there's some pretty scary videos on that.
This is just a nice loop that goes around, gives you kind of a view of the Sandias. It also kind of gives you enough time on the bike to see what Indian Motorcycle is really putting together.
Does that mean you can open it up a little? Is that what you meant? Hey, there's no cops that listen.
There have been times where people hang back and then catch up.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Qualifying then.
Qualifying in a safe and appropriate manner.
That's fantastic. So remind people, how do they connect, where the location is, all of that jazz?
We're located 4509. We're about a half a mile just west of I-25, exit 233. Toyota's on the other side of the freeway. We're in the other direction, moving west. We're on your right-hand side. We're right next to Wise Pies. Dwight's Glass is right next to us. So come out and see what we're doing. Have a good time. Bring a friend. You know, if you wear a T-shirt of an Indian motorcycle, getting back to your comment, if you wear a T-shirt, they're going to ask you, so what are you riding?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that's the ploy.
Yeah. So, okay, now I'm going to throw you in another realm. What do you think of Vettel's victory last weekend?
Oh, I thought it was great. You know, I'm still getting used to the Halo cars.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I know that safety is a big deal for those guys. And I know there's been a couple people that have been hurt in the past. It takes a while to get used to it. You know,
right.
those cars are so sexy. They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And once you do something as drastic as that, I think it takes a while to adapt. But man, the technology is just incredible.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was watching them and I was thinking about the Halo, and they're talking about, you know, maybe some destruction of vision. You know, the part that I thought was amazing is, how the hell do they get out of there fast?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now it's like maybe you save them from a rollover, but what if they die in a fire? Right? You know, because it's like, now it's another thing to get out of the way. So it's like, that is a tough deal.
Yeah, you know, they will give it a couple of years. I think they will. And,
right.
and I'm sure they've all been through their regimented kind of exit strategies and how they kind of do a double elbow, double time to kind of get out of the thing. And it's talented guys.
Yeah.
They're so small now. You know, those guys
right.
are all tiny. So, you know, they want to put the weight where they want them. So they starve these guys down to nothing.
Well, other than the belly part, I mean, both of us, we should be driving Formula One cars, you know. But anyway, have a great event today. If you're listening and you want to cruise out, of course, 4509 Alameda is a great place. We've got a whole lot more coming up, so stay tuned on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Sloat for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
Help! Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November, go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman, and Junior Dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Make sure to get the latest edition of the 101.7 The Team Sports Magazine. You'll read profiles of all the movers and shakers that matter most, including coaches Paul Weir, Mike Bradbury, and Ray Birmingham. We also take you behind the scenes of the Jackson Wink MMA Academy and much more. Pick up your copy now, provided absolutely free, courtesy of Academy Mortgage Corporation, Sandia Foot and Ankle, Dr. Floyd Pacheco, Express Roofing and Construction, Nancy Montoya with Century 21, Cochiti Golf Club, Mason Tractor, and Donut Mart. Visit 101.7theteam.com for locations.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy. And if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Amistoy Companies is proud to present Modern Wall. Hi, this is Pierre Amistoy. 24 years ago, I established our New Mexico-based company to provide the highest quality stucco at an affordable price. I personally ensure that all work includes a one-year labor and material warranty. I'll even schedule a one-year anniversary follow-up to evaluate the integrity of our work on your Modern Wall. For a free evaluation, call me at 822-0044. That's 822-0044. Thank you.
I've got a case of cabin fever.
Well, you're in luck, because the Amazing Adventure Giveaway is back at Santa Ana Star Casino.
Phew!
Every Saturday, five lucky winners will get a chance to win one of seven amazing adventure packages.
That's a lot of adventure.
Need a jet ski or an ATV?
Yes.
Do you have an Alaskan cruise on your bucket list?
Sure do.
Want to relax on the warm beaches of the Bahamas?
Who doesn't?
Then hurry. Adventure awaits this Saturday at Santa Ana Star Casino, New Mexico's best bet.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Walsh, a three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. A lot of great things going on this weekend, including there's a reunion for Speedway Park and the raceway. This is the second one that they're doing. It's actually going on today, and I'm going to have Brenda Gantt come on in just a second. But I did want to say that I must have been into this stuff when I was like one, because I can't believe that that these stories are from that long ago. And so I just refuse to get older. But anyway, Brenda, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, David?
I'm doing fantastic. So I know you've been working on this for a while, but it looks like it's here.
Oh, yes. And we're really excited for it to happen today.
It's race day.
It is.
Bench racing, maybe, but
lots of bench racing.
So if somebody's listening this morning and you know, they, you know, were under a rock or something, didn't hear this was happening, can they still come out? Can they still get involved?
Absolutely. We're taking walk-ins. It's $20 cash at the door.
And so it's out at Isleta again, which last time it was absolutely gorgeous. They were They were so hospitable. The food, you know, was great and everything. But talk a little bit about kind of the desire to do a second one. Is it all those people that are like, oh man, I missed it. And so now you're going to hold them to the fact that they said if you did it again, they'd come out?
Well, not really that, other than there are a lot actually that said that they would come to another one and they can't make this one. So we will probably have another one. I'm not sure how long that will be. But just the fact of seeing these guys get together again, talking, bench racing, reminiscing from old memories from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, on up to 2003 when Duke City Raceway closed down. But just seeing the joy in their faces, and that's what it's all about.
Well, and you and I have talked about this many times, that a lot of times our lives are so busy. I mean, we have work, we have other things that go on, that we only see each other at the track. And when you don't have the track, per se, or, you know, you don't have the ability to get out to the track as much, you need events like this just to reconnect, because otherwise you never see anybody other than on Facebook now.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the other way. But tell me a little bit about who all's coming out.
Well, we have some pretty good legends from racing that will be here, from the racing from the 50s and 60s and, of course, on up. But let me just name a few of them. I have Butch Capo,
wow.
Jeff Caples,
yeah.
Jim Crawley, Jim Exum, Orrin King, which is my hero, Bob Hall, Roby Harger, Jim Horner, Wild Bill Lynch, and Wild Bill Lynch still races.
Oh, I know. I saw him at practice last weekend.
Yes. Del Muehorter, excuse me, Gene Nix, Bill Palmer, who did all the lettering and was amazing with the cars, and Bobby Unser.
Oh, wow. It'd be great if Bobby, I know his schedule gets it gets awfully tight, but it'd be neat to see them. But some of those names I got are a little bit before my time, thank goodness.
My too.
You mentioned your legend. What is maybe one of your fondest memories of either, I mean, because it's funny how you call it Raceway, because it's like, well, was it Duke City? Was it Seven Flags? What, you know, how many different names was it? But one of your fondest memories, I guess, other than Eddie, right?
Of course.
At the track.
Orrin King, he was a hero. Of course, I watched Buddy Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He was another one that was amazing. And Dick Bull,
yeah.
Some of my favorites. Herb Dutcher was another one, and yeah. I raced with his boys.
Awesome.
So that was really cool. Orrin King, one night, I was a little girl, probably about 8, 9 years old, and he rolled his car end over end at Speedway Park. And then he was fine. The car was destroyed. He got in another car and went out and ran the main event and won it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was just pretty amazing. But he'll be there, and I can't wait to see him again.
That's fantastic. Well, my oldest memory, of course, I grew up in the Northeast Tights, and you could, like, literally hear them running, because we were, you know, kind of Lomas, Louisiana. So we were out there. But one time, I guess a set of flags or something had kind of disappeared, and they called my mom and asked her if she could make a set of flags. So I got to try them out. Now, of course, it was on Española. I mean, I wasn't even on a main street. I was on a side street. But I was flagging all the cars that went by.
And
they probably thought, what the heck's wrong with that kid, you know? So, you know, so I must have been like 4 or 5. And so that's where my announcing started, before I wound up out there at Sandia. But, you know, one of the things I remember a lot was just Frank Crosby and all the promotions that he would do. I mean, we talked last time with Johnny about the fact that they would go over and borrow a front loader for one of the construction sites. They would leave the gate unlocked, so they would go, and that's how they would prep the track. Mm-hmm. The guy was phenomenal. He used to have the sports show, you know, down at the convention
center. Sports show?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, uh-huh. It was. I thought that was a lot of great fun. But tell us a little bit more about how much it costs. It's out at Isleta. I mean, it's pretty easy to get out there.
Isleta, you just take I-25 south to Broadway exit, and it's, you can't miss it. It's right there on the east side of the street.
Yeah,
I guess that's the east. And
yes.
It's 4 o'clock to 11.
Yeah.
if we can make it to 11.
Right.
We're all getting old.
Isn't that interesting? Because before, back in the day, no one showed up till 11.
Exactly.
Right? You know, and then
we didn't start
about
the main event till 11.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is funny because there's been a lot of talk in NASCAR recently about getting back to the roots. I mean, Kevin Harvick went out and raced a late model and everything. And there's no way to compare it. I mean, you know, because you look at the social media, you look at, you know, things that you, I mean, my kids don't even have a phone in, or a TV in their room. They watch everything, on a screen. But, as a promoter and as things go, you can't do this in a vacuum. I mean, you had sponsors that stepped up and helped make this happen. Let's give them a little love.
Yes, let's give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah.
We have New Mexico Certified Automotive Recyclers Association. That's Butch Capo and Sandy Blaylock.
Yep.
Car Crafters, Jim Guthrie. Action Alignment with Danny Romero. Gant Welding Specialties with Bo Gant. Classic Heating and Cooling with Eddie Gant.
Yeah.
Year Woods with Jim Costa. New Mexico Motorsports Magazine, our only David Swope. And Minnie Baker. They all helped with us to keep the cost down. You know, everyone's on a fixed income and it's tight, so to keep it at $20 a person. These people helped.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, kind of remind us, I mean, when Speedway Park opened and all of that kind of historic information there.
What I have is Speedway Park opened in 1950, and they ran until 1981. Had a real good run going. It was one of the only tracks in town until Raceway opened in 1968. It started out Albuquerque Raceway, and then the name was changed to Valley Raceway, Seven Flags Raceway, and then ended in Duke City Raceway, with it closing in 2003.
Wow, I can't, it just amazes me that it went through so many different names, and yet I drove by the other day, was going down Broadway there, heading out to a drag strip, actually, Bobby Foster, and was trying to remember exactly where you turned. You know, it was on the other side of the ditch and stuff.
Oh, gosh,
you know,
what is the name of that street? I can't.
Murray
Road.
Because, I mean, before there was flags.
You knew where it was. Missed cars and.
Tell me a little bit about you starting racing and going out there and what it was like, because, I mean, you know, today we're still having the conversations about women in the sport, you know, and I mean, and this was a while back, and
it was a while back,
you know, and I mean, of course, it was a little. I mean, powder puffs is not one of those, you know, terms that is enduring now. But tell us a little bit about how you got involved and what maybe it was like as a woman to compete at that time.
Okay, well, that's how I met my husband, actually, was at Duke City, or it was actually Seven Flags at the time.
Yeah.
And he put me in an enduro car in 1984, which was 250 laps. We ran 125 laps one way and 125 another. And then we... And I came in fifth in that race. So I kind of got hooked on it. And then we started in Powder Puff in 1988. I finished third in points in that year. Then we went on to the street stocks. And in 1997, running street stocks, I won the championship.
Awesome. And so, I mean, what was it like to win your first dirt track event?
It was amazing. Get dumped with water.
Yeah,
you know, all that fun stuff. But, yeah, it's quite a thrill. It really is.
And that's really been such a major part of your life is, you know,
huge
racing, and I mean, you know, with Willis and Ashley and everybody else. I mean, do you sometimes like find yourself on, you know, on a Saturday night wondering what I'm doing at home?
Yeah, that's several times. It's been pretty slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's got to be good on one hand, right? I mean,
because
I know you you get into a lot of other projects and stuff.
Yep, we have been.
good. Well, I really appreciate you coming out this morning, and hope we have a good turnout and a great event. But just a quick programming note, letting you know, coming up, FM Sports Saturday with Fred and Marty, 10 a.m., we got the Team High School show, 11, you got the Henry T. show, 7 p.m., Major League Baseball, we got the Giants versus the Dodgers, and also, I'm going to be out on location at 10 o'clock at Right to Bear Arms. Come on out. I'm going to have some Lobo baseball tickets to give away, as well as there's going to be a lot of neat things going on. They got some blowout specials and everything. That's up at Wantabo at Montgomery, Right to Bear Arms. This has been the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team. She wants to dance like, ooh, it's burning, bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like, ooh, it's burning, and I can't get you out of my head. The blood, the blood, the blood of the Lord. Bring into a Benz at Route 66. Qualify every Saturday in March for your chance to win a 2018 Mercedes-Benz. Spring into a Benz only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
What's better than watching all the big games on TV? How about watching them on a 65-inch LG OLED TV from BIOS and get a free LG 49-inch HD TV too? That's right, buy one TV and get a second TV free. During March, Mania Savings now at BIOS.
It's the season of more sales event at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors. The bold, sophisticated 2018 Elantra SE has a sale price of $15,991 or 0% APR financing plus $1,000 cash back. Employee pricing continues at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer with America's best warranty and the Hyundai Assurance umbrella of services. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com.
Stock number 18770, MSRP $19,095, 0% APR financing plus $1,000 factory rebate on credit, tax, title, license, and $349 service and transfer fee. Additional expires 3/31/18.
Hi, this is Mike Ohasso from MPJ Law Firm. Has someone else's mistakes or carelessness injured you? Do you know how to get the most from insurance companies? Most people don't know that your injury may entitle you to multiple types of damages that insurance companies never offer unless an attorney is involved. If a sudden accident happens to you, before you do anything else, contact us at MPJ Law Firm. We will answer your questions and help you get the settlement you deserve. Don't accept a first offer insurance check until you check with us at MPJ Law Firm. Contact us at mpjlawfirm.com.
Team fans, Tech Sergeant Nice here with U.S. Air Force Recruiting Service. The U.S. Air Force offers unmatched experience. Join the Air Force for comprehensive job training in over 140 specialties, and we'll help with the education costs. We would also like to welcome back some of our honorable veterans. Right now, we're looking for prior service candidates for a number of Air Force specialties. The U.S. Air Force offers unparalleled training and stepping stones for a brighter future. Aim high and call me at 715-7867. That's 715-7867.
Where can you find a beautiful, affordable bath installed in as little as one day? Right here on your own planet with Bath Planet. A world of colors, patterns, and accessories will take you from smeller to stellar. With Bath Planet, your brilliant acrylic bath transformation awaits. Bath Planet. Out of this world service, down to earth price. Visit us at bathplanet.com or call
888-9-BATH-PLANET. I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I mow, I grow, and care for this place I call home because I want to be the best version of me. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota L-Series tractor can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months.
Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit Mesa Tractor in Albuquerque on 4th Street or MesaTractor.com.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply AJ4 Racing. Me está escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Soap de la ESPN Radio 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And joining us now is driver of the number 14, A.J. Foyt Chevrolet, Tony Kanaan. How are you doing this morning, Tony?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've definitely a veteran of the sport, but I was looking at some of your numbers, and it's absolutely amazing. From 2001 to now, you had 284 consecutive starts. If that doesn't mean that race car drivers are athletes, I don't know what else does. What kind of special things do you have to do on a daily or even a weekly basis just to stay in that good of shape?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, you got to take care of your body. That's the most important thing. Eat healthy, exercise a lot. That's something that I've done all my life. So I think that keeps me going. That keeps me still sharp to be able to race. And I think that's the biggest, I would say, the biggest secret of my longevity in racing is, you know, how I was able to keep myself in shape and still able to be sharp even at 43 years old.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I wish I was in good shape as you are at 43. In 2000, here's another great number. 2003 through 2017, you were in the top 10, 14 out of 15 years with four different teams. Do you equate some of that to, I mean, you're one of the most popular drivers absolutely in the sport, but you seem to have kind of, you always seem to be up and having fun. Has that kind of helped you navigate, you know, that kind of success with four different teams?
No, for sure. I think, you know, when you love what you do, there is no reason for you not to be happy and have fun. And I think, you know, being very competitive all these years obviously gave me the opportunity to keep driving because it's a performance sport. And if you don't perform, you know, you're not going to have a job. So for me, you know, it's when I'm in the racetrack, I'm always having fun. So you're not going to see me sad. I know I would have, you know, you have hard days and in good days and bad days at the track, but even a bad day at the racetrack, it's a better day than work from 9 to 5 in an office desk, that's for sure.
That is absolutely true. Well, you've had the chance to drive for some legends with Michael Andretti and Chip Ganassi, but what is it like to drive for A.J. Foyt?
I mean, you know, like you just mentioned, and those two big names, and A.J. probably was one of the guys that to complete the circle will be the guy that I wanted to drive for. And luckily enough, I have the opportunity to do that for the next few years. So he's a legend, has a lot of stories, has won a lot, has a winner mentality. So, you know, it's a lot of pressure for me to make his team better and make myself better to be able to, you know, to do what we're expected to do, which is win races.
So I got to ask you, with his recent attack by the Killer Bees and overcoming that, I mean, does that just show how tough that guy is? I mean, it's absolutely
big time.
Phenomenal.
I mean, they say Cat has seven lives. I think AJ has 15, you know, like he is unbelievable. I mean, an 82 years old get attacked by 50 bees,
yeah,
stung by 50 of them, and still the next week will be at the racetrack with me. It's something that I don't even know if I could do it today,
yeah,
let alone in 40 years from now. So it's remarkable. And I think that it shows you how tough this guy was in his era and how tough he is still nowadays.
Absolutely. And, of course, a legend that inspired you, Ayrton Senna. Talk a little bit about the culture and the racing culture, starting with karting coming from Brazil.
I mean, you know, racing is the second biggest sport in Brazil after soccer. So for sure, Senna was a huge inspiration to me and started racing go-karts really young. I was 8 years old. And I think the biggest key to any successful athlete that you see that does well in whatever they play or race or, you know, being on a professional level, you have to start early. And to me, you know, starting go-karts, which was the school of, you know, it is basically the benchmark for when, if you wanted to be a race car driver, it was important. So for me, I spent my entire childhood go-kart racing and, you know, doing that all day long. I never did anything else. So it was really important to make me become who I am today.
Tell us about the new car for 2018. What are your likes and dislikes with the new car?
So far, it is everything that I like. You know, it's less downforce, more power. You got to drive around a lot more. You got to, you know, it depends on how you drive it and how you, you know, you tackle the corner. It reminds me, you know, like back in the old days. So it's fun to drive fast, and it looks beautiful, in my opinion, a lot better than what it used to be. So I'm definitely, you know, excited about it. I haven't seen a negative side of it so far.
Well, that's fantastic. Of course, it looked like Honda got out of the box very well. Chevy didn't have quite as good a performance at St. Pete's. Do you see that leveling out as we go to some ovals?
We sure hope so. I mean, they look pretty strong in the first race. So, and we have a Chevy. So I know Chevy's working really hard, and we will, you know, it's always like that. Sometimes somebody gets an edge, and then the other manufacturer will catch up. And, you know, that's how we will make each other better. So hopefully this in a couple weeks from now when we race in Phoenix, that will be much more level.
Well, and I know you're a super positive guy, but I was just thinking to myself with your switch to Chevy, do you look back and you go, what? Oh, yeah, now Honda's going to perform?
But that's something that, you know, you can't predict that. If we could predict any of that stuff, I mean, we would be rich and famous and win every race. So it is what it is. And then, you know, I trust Chevy 100%. We won the 500 together back in 2013, and they have a pretty good group of guys that will definitely be able to turn any situation around. And then I'm not going to say we're behind yet, because you never know. St. Pete was kind of a weird race, so we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you mentioned the 2013, your victory there. And, I mean, such a fan favorite in winning that, with coming so close so many times. Where does that, like, rank with, you know, maybe the birth of your kids, you know, getting married and all that kind of stuff as an accomplishment in your life?
Professionally, that's the biggest thing I've ever done, and probably the best winner we'll ever have. Even if I win another 500, I don't think we'll be as special as that one, you know. But obviously, having my kids around, you know, watching them being born and that stuff, obviously was, you know, as far as, I can't compare those two, but achievement-wise, it was, you know, it was always my dream. It was always something that I dreamed to be able to accomplish, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are not able to fulfill their dreams in a lifetime, so I feel extremely lucky to be able to accomplish that.
So other than in Indianapolis, what is your favorite track on the circuit?
I think, you know, for me, it's the biggest race.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never, nothing's going to beat that. That's for sure. You know, it's the Indy 500, man. It is always going to be my favorite race, because obviously it has a history and it is the biggest race in the world. So,
yeah, and I know you had an opportunity to drive at Eldora in the Prelude to a Dream. What are your thoughts on dirt track racing?
It was awesome. It was something so cool to do. I mean, of course, I needed a lot more experience, but those guys are, you know, I love it. I love the experience. Loved it.
And you also in 2015 were able to win at the Rolex 24 at Daytona. At least part of the track that you use is, you know, the most famous track in NASCAR. Have you ever thought about maybe trying stock cars maybe after your Indy career is over?
You never know. You never know the future. So never say never. So we'll see. Maybe one day. I hope if I have the opportunity, I will definitely do it.
That's fantastic. So any listeners out there who wanted to follow you, can they follow you on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter?
Yep. I mean, Tony Kanaan on Twitter, Tony Kanaan on Facebook, and T Kanaan on Instagram. So, you know, follow, and obviously I always talk to my fans. I interact with them a lot through social media. So hopefully we'll get more followers and you guys can we can have some fun.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's just a 7-hour drive from Albuquerque to get out there to the race in Phoenix at ISM Raceway. Are you looking forward to getting back on the oval?
For sure. I can't wait. It's our first oval of the year. It's a track that I'm being extremely successful in the past, so I'm really excited to come back.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming on the show this morning, and look forward to seeing you out there next weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. That's the end of this edition for this week of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Swope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsport Report.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.